So this morning, New Hope, we have an incredible, incredible privilege. As we all know, it's such an honor to be in an era where the church at large, and we're one sample of that, is coming back to being more missionally intentional in the community. When you look at Acts 2, and Braxton's going to address Acts 4 this morning, you see that when the Holy Spirit was using the body of Christ, they had a positive impact on their community. You look at the very end of chapter 2, and it talks about the reputation that the church had in the community to care for and give and bless the community. And so this morning is a perfect sampling of that. So we want to introduce to you Principal Todd Dunaway. Come on, Todd. Hey, bro. Come on in.
He gave me a promotion.
So why don't we put Todd in the middle here?
Okay.
So Todd is, there's four principals, right? Is that there's four principals at the school?
One principal, one assistant principal, and two vice principals.
Okay.
It's crazy.
Right? Okay.
Yes.
So if we look in the levels of responsibility, you function in the number two, the right-hand position, right?
Sure.
Right? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And your family is here with you today.
They are.
Would you introduce your family to New Hope?
Well, I told them I wouldn't make them come up here, so I won't make them come up here. But my wife, Mary, if you just raise your hand. And we live in Stockton. And then our youngest son, Tanner, who's a senior at Lincoln High.
Tanner is a senior at Lincoln High.
Yes.
And you guys live in Stockton.
Yes.
And tell us what Mary does as well.
She works in the early childhood department for Stockton Unified. This is her 27th year in SUSD. Mm. She started off in the classroom as a teacher and has had various jobs throughout the district curriculum, and now she works in early childhood.
Well, after meeting her this morning, I can tell you that you married up, bro.
Most definitely.
Yeah.
Most definitely.
That's me. I married up for sure.
Yeah, we all do.
Right? And so tell us a little bit about Tanner.
Tanner's a senior. He will be graduating in May, actually the same day that Manteca High School graduates. So I won't be there for graduation, sorry. But he is in the midst of applying for college, and he's actually going to be a music performance major. He's a percussionist, and so he's trying to get into a music conservatory.
Wow. So Tanner, you have a great spirit about you, son. I just met you this morning, but I already fell in love with you, bud. And then I got to see pictures of your oldest son. He was actually on a missions field right now from August until the end of this month, right?
Middle of December.
Middle of December. Okay.
He's a junior at Westmont College, okay, down in Montecito. It's a liberal arts Christian college. He's going to the Christian University there in Uganda. It's a medical. You'd have to ask the boss; she could tell you. But he's a kinesiology major. Wants to get his doctorate in physical therapy, and so he's been doing some work in the hospital there. Been doing some work up country, and he's been having a ball. He lives with a host family; doesn't live in the dorms, so he walks 40 minutes one way to the university every day.
Wow.
And back, and is being totally immersed in the Ugandan culture there.
So he's going to school and he's on a missions trip at the same time.
Yes.
Wow. Mm-hmm. How cool is that? And after seeing a picture of him today, apparently Dad and I, without ever having been around and talked about this beforehand, how many of you are old enough to remember Keith Green? Okay? That's exactly what their oldest son looks like, is Keith Green right now. He's got this full heck of beard going on, mm-hmm, and the hair going on.
He hasn't cut his hair or trimmed his beard since he left in August.
Wow.
So
that's what I would look like if I let my hair and beard grow in 4 months.
I can only hope.
Wow. Okay. So this past Wednesday morning, the three of us met in Todd's office. Oh, and by the way, this is a PK. Todd grew up, he's a pastor's son, so this is a man and woman of God. They're not just, you know, involved in the school. These are men and women of God, and you can hear that story even from their family and just even being around Tanner again this morning, too. You can just see that Spirit of God on your family. So we got, the three of us got together this last Wednesday to read through some of the stories. So I'm sure everybody here knows the context, but just to rehearse it just for a second. For the second year in a row, New Hope has sponsored the Pay It Forward Challenge. And when I say sponsor it, I mean basically we fund it. And then from there, Todd and his team take it and distribute it, do the work, collect the stories. So we give a $75 Target gift card to each teacher and or administrator. And then they get the joy of turning around and doing something where they are giving and helping somebody in some way. And they can do it however they choose, right? I mean, they can collect, like, five or six teachers can get together and say, hey, we want to buy some equipment for the classroom.
Absolutely.
Or they can do it where the teacher just decides, you know, unilaterally, hey, you know, we're going to do this with the card. Mm-hmm. Yep. And some of the times we've even seen where the teacher is actually, like, taking a vote in the classroom and let the classroom actually decide what they're going to do with it.
Yeah.
So we sorted through this year's version of the story. So, Braxton, we did the Pay It Forward Challenge and presented and gave the cards how far back now?
That was about a month ago.
Okay.
It was the last Wednesday of October, I think it was.
Yeah. Okay.
And then we gave a few weeks for the teachers to pay it forward, whether that be in their classroom, a teacher, a family, however they saw fit. They had their few weeks to pay it forward. Then our one and only catch was that they filled out the story card.
Yeah.
It wasn't anything else but fill this thing out and give it back. That's it.
And why do we do that? Because there's our motto right there. Your story matters. For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so that we can do the good things he planned for us long ago. And collectively, we get to partner in this. And so what's fun is this is what I learned in school is this is very much what is referred to as servant leadership, where we're leading simply by serving. We're washing people's feet. And the beauty of this is that it's so much bigger than us. Mm-hmm. It's even bigger than Manteca High and New Hope Church.
Yep.
What we see where the Holy Spirit would like to take this over the next few years. And so we really felt some ways feel like we're like the tip of the spear of getting to introduce this to our community.
Yep.
So we each grabbed some of our favorite stories, and I'm going to start, and then Todd's going to go, and then Braxton's going to go, and we're going to rotate.
Maybe before you start, on behalf of Manteca High School, I really, truly, sincerely want to say thank you for your extreme generosity, and these are just a small sampling of what is happening on our campus because of what you guys have done. So thank you very much. Thank you.
Isn't it fun to do this together? So this is actually a teacher that leads a group. And Todd, you can explain what Link Crew is, if you would.
Link Crew is a class that we have on campus that's their job is to kind of get our freshmen used to high school life, and also they kind of help with some, they call it peer resource.
Okay.
So if other students need some help around campus, then that's the go-to class. Ms. Tolbert's class does amazing things for for our underclassmen and for the campus as a whole.
So you gave the Link Crew.
Yes, you challenged us, and I challenged them. I gave them three of the cards that you guys gave us, and I said, okay, I'm not going to tell you what to do. These are the parameters, though, and it's up to you. And this is what they did.
This is what happened. So check this out. And the teacher was not enthusiastic, right? It took two and stapled them together. Okay, here's one of them. Get your Kleenex ready this morning, because I tell you what, the three of us were sure choked up when we were reading these on Wednesday. Link Crew participated last year in adopting one senior citizen for Christmas. They enjoyed it so much that they decided to adopt three senior citizens for Christmas and use each $75 gift card per senior citizen to buy them Christmas presents.
Wow. Wow.
Now, these are high school kids that are taking a lot of rap nowadays, negative talk about them only focusing on themselves and so on and so on. Okay, this was their idea. And so they decided to do this for three, and it said they hope to build each one of these seniors a fun and practical basket of gifts and take it to them for Christmas.
Wow.
You made that possible, New Hope.
Yeah.
Another portion of this same group of Link Crew says, I was inspired by a student on campus starting a troop packing event for military troops to send them a gift for Christmas. And I am extremely pro-military and decided to use my $75 gift card to purchase items to put in the troop box. My Link students and I collected and bought beef jerky, energy bars, trail mix, and some travel games to send to them. We also wrote letters and cards to include as well. Thank you, New Hope, for providing the $75 gift card to allow us to participate fully in this event.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So, yeah, go ahead.
Just to chime in on that, but New Hope, we're not just making a local Manteca area impact, but we're making impacts wherever they sent this across, could be across the globe. So the impact that is happening here is spreading to farther than we could even realize it, you know, across different areas of the globe as well.
So fun. Okay, Todd, your turn.
This comes from actually one of our special ed teachers. He said, a great student told me his mother has been diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer. He stated he will shave his head when his mom loses her hair. I told him to buy his mom and himself some warm caps to stay warm during the winter. He said his heart melts for he and his mom.
Wow. Wow.
All right, I have a scripture that I'd like to share, but I'm going to share this story with us first. It reads like this. I have known this student for 4 years now, and she is very giving of her time and genuinely cares about others. I've had many conversations over the past few years about how she does little chores to make $10 to buy Christmas gifts for her family of six. Her father had a birthday just this last month, and she talked about wanting to get him a present, but she did not have the money, and there won't be a way for her to make any money, as her mom is the only one working right now, and her father had been laid off 4 months ago. I bought donuts for this student one morning, and she saved them to take them home and share them with her family. She returned the next day and said, my family thanks you for the donuts. They were really good. She split the donuts, and there were only three, among her family of six, and enjoyed them, and they gathered together and had a family conversation. I felt in my heart this young lady deserves this gift card to help her family celebrate this holiday season.
The three donuts were cut in half for six family members.
Yep.
And then because that story touched the teacher so much, she gave the gift card to that girl.
Yep. The scripture that came to mind as we were doing this and we're reading all these stories, we have, you know, we're sharing just a handful of stories, but we have a whole stack of these as well. But we could only get
and
to.
And more still coming
and
in.
And more still coming. Last year we had 84 stories, I think it was, and this year we'll have probably just a little bit more than that. So we're only giving you guys a glimpse with our time that we have. But let me share with you guys a scripture that you might be familiar with. It's out of Acts chapter 4, and it reads like this. Now the full number of those who believed were in one heart and soul, and no one said that any of the things that belonged to him was his own, but they had everything in common. And with great power of the apostles they were giving their testimony to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and a great grace was upon them. There was not a needy person among them, for as many as were owners of land or houses sold them and brought the proceeds of what was sold and laid it at the apostles' feet, and it was distributed to each as there was a need. And so, you know, the early church, they just took care of each other. And anybody who had a need, they took care of it. And the needs that we were meeting with this Pay It Forward Challenge were to people who don't realize or don't have a church family that would take care of them. So we are reaching out on behalf of Jesus, the hands and feet of Jesus, to these students, these classrooms, and these families that are being impacted and helped by this. So there's so many who don't realize that they can have a family, a community who loves them and cares about them, like the body of Christ. And we get to be that on a school campus. Which is just incredible.
That's good. Along those lines, here's a teacher that says, I have a student who is homeless. And I noticed that he wore the exact same clothes every single day and had no jacket. I bought him shirts, socks, and a warm coat for the winter. Thank you, New Hope, for donating the gift cards.
Kind of along those lines, one of my students asked if I could buy new shoes or fix the current ones that the student was wearing. I told her, if they fall apart, I'll buy you new ones. She's told me she'll fix hers as the bottom of her shoe is falling off. I asked why she doesn't get new ones. She replied they get one pair at Christmas for the year, so she'll just wait. This year, she doesn't have to wait for a new pair of shoes come Christmas.
Wow.
Here's another story. It reads like this. I have a student whose parent lost their job at the start of November. My wife and I used the gift card to purchase items to be used for a Thanksgiving dinner. We made a basket of Thanksgiving items and delivered it to their house for them.
Wow. Thanksgiving meal.
Wow.
That's cool. Wow. This one, with me being a dad of two daughters, I just can't imagine my daughter being in a spot where she would go to school every day and not have the feminine products that she would need. I mean, imagine. Put yourself in that, and unfortunately, maybe some of you ladies, might be your story from your past. But imagine a high school girl already with all the fears and insecurities of, are people going to like me? Am I attractive? Is somebody going to make fun of me today? And then that girl still having the boldness to even show up for school that day. And know that she doesn't have the feminine products that she might need to go to school that day, and the potential embarrassment that and mocking that could go on. So here's what this teacher said. Last year, with the Pay It Forward Challenge, I had the idea of creating a self-care station in my classroom with lotion and Band-Aids and feminine products. My students have come to value it so much. I was getting a little worried as supplies were running low. So I bought enough supplies to restock everything and keep the self-care station going for another year. Smiley face. I also have a student who frequently falls asleep in class. Through our conversations, I discovered she wakes up every day at 3 a.m. because her parents turn on all the lights. So I purchased a sleep mask for her to help her block out the light so she can get a better night's rest.
I'm going to put somebody on the spot. We actually have one of our teachers in our midst, and she and her daughter actually teamed up for this. So I want to say thank you to Ms. Essenwine and her daughter, Sophie, for being part of the program as well.
Is that why Sophie's hiding down there?
That's right. Yeah, she's slunk down in the chair. A student of mine has never had her own room. Well, she finally got her own room with her own bed, but her parents didn't have money for her bedding. So she used a pillow from the couch and a blanket. I used to pay it forward and presented her with a bed in a bag and a few decorative pillows, all she could do was cry when she received it.
Wow. Imagine what that would mean to you as a kid. Wow.
Something that we were talking about as we were going through all these stories and hearing different situations and living scenarios of some of these students is that oftentimes we think of third world or different levels of poverty or issues is out there somewhere. And yet we're reading some of these stories and it's right here. And it's in our backyard that I think it was last year that there was a young lady who she was homeless and her mom and boyfriend were living under Highway 120 in two different camping tents. And there's many of these stories where we just look and go, wow, this is not somewhere else or some third world country, but this is
our neighborhood.
This is our neighborhood. This is our town. These are our kids.
That's good.
And so there's more of a need with these schools, with these teenagers, with our community than might meet the eye.
Yeah. It's bigger than us.
Yep.
So here's Anna Wooten. You all remember Crazy Anna, right? Isn't she awesome? So Anna Wooten, it's like I didn't even see the name at the bottom before I read this card, and I was like, then it made like, well, of course, right?
If anybody wasn't here when Anna shared, do you mind giving her a little context of?
I'll let you do that.
Okay. So we are partnering with Anna Wooten at Manteca High School. She's one of the...
She's one of our special ed teachers.
One of our special ed teachers, and she does a lot of English language and reading and comprehension. And she reached out to us and said, would you guys partner with us? Because we have this great reading program, and we try to give these kids incentives to continue progressing forward and striving for these goals of reading at grade school level and comprehension. And she said, I've been doing all these little goodie bags and incentives. We have this prize program. And once they reach all these different milestones, we're able to take a picture with them and their little goodie bag, and I send it to their parents, and it's this amazing thing. And she said, but also, a lot of these kids don't have a book.
Even one.
They don't have their own book. I grew up in a blessed household where books and the library were important. And for me to think that there are kids that don't have a book was really difficult for me to wrap my brain around, and it was a little heartbreaking. And so we were able to sponsor through the book fair these kids reaching those milestones were able to pick out their own book. So we're going to continue the partnership with Anna Wooten. There's a couple of things in her classroom that she's asking if we can help out with, and we're hoping that we can continue this relationship and partnership with supporting literacy at Manteca High School.
Yeah, any of you that are good with building things, Anna has already gotten us some measurements, and we would like to be able to go in there and build her some bookcases that are unique to where she has spaces in her classroom that she needs to put books up. So here's Anna's story. Each day, we have students that are hungry and thirsty. They come to my class and have a hard time focusing because they have an empty tummy. 45% of our students get free reduced lunch. Free reduced lunch and eat at least two meals per day at the school. Being able to give them a snack helps to foster a positive connection and is a way to show that we care. New Hope, thank you for allowing me to care for students in this way. P.S. We are buying snacks and small bottles of water to keep on hand for hungry students.
I've witnessed that, so I can attest to that.
Wow.
This has a little humor in it. I know this is very serious, but this is some levity. Thank you so much for your support of MHS and our students. As a teacher who focuses on communication and clear speech, I don't allow gum chewing. Instead, I provide copious amounts of Altoids for my students. Your gift helps with the many, many tins of Altoids I buy. I also spent some on feminine products for the girls so they have access to them without embarrassment. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Wow.
You know, I'm kind of reminded when we discussed this morning before service started, and this kind of reminds me of the loaves and fishes story in that there was only so many loaves and so many fishes, and Jesus blessed it, and it fed the multitudes. Mm-hmm. And these gift cards that you provided us are the loaves and fishes, and what our teachers have done and the students have done is just making these blessings multiply. Mm-hmm. And these kids that are being impacted by your generous gift, they're not going to forget it. And it's going to give it to somebody else, maybe not next year, maybe not in 5 years, but at some point in their life, they will be paying it forward to somebody else. And so we are feeding the multitudes. You are feeding the multitudes.
Wow. Wow. What a privilege that is, right? I have one more story to read, Todd, and then we're going to ask you some questions, unless you have any more stories that you wanted to read before we move on. This is a student that, this one just... It's only about half of a card, but it just reached down inside of me. This one did. I have a student that is having to live with friends. I asked her if she has food. She didn't say anything. I told her that New Hope Church has a Pay It Forward program with Manteca High School, and so I picked her. She was so happy. She started crying to the point that she needed to excuse herself from the classroom.
Wow.
We got some questions we want to ask you, boss.
Uh-oh.
Okay?
Put me on the spot.
Right?
Hot seat.
So, with you being one of the principals, and I may not have the right prefix for that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Of a public school here in our own community, you know the culture that you and your administrative team are going after. How has Pay It Forward Challenge positively impacted the New Hope, the Manteca High School cultural goals?
Well, first off, you know, we have public school and church, and they're not supposed to exist.
Together, you mean?
Together, exactly.
Intertwined
together. And it does with this program. Mm-hmm. Manteca High School, 7 years ago approximately, started a program called Honor the Code, which is designed to help, or is designed to recognize students that are doing good things on campus or in the community. Yeah. And this fits in really nicely into that program.
That's good to hear.
This is really showing the service aspect of it. There's countless stories about, you know, homeless and hungry and so on and so forth. And as I said, these students, they're going to pay it forward. They're going to remember what has happened.
Yeah.
And that's just part of the culture that was started 7 years ago. And it's blossoming now and it's growing. And the pay it forward is just a nice component of that. It's a nice spoke in the wheel, as they say. And it's a way to get God in the school without officially saying God is in the school.
Yeah.
Because you can't say that.
On campus, yeah.
On campus. Yeah.
But he's there.
But he's there.
Yeah.
You know, where what, two or more, there I am. Yeah. So, yeah. Yes.
That's so cool.
So, in other words, what you guys are doing, we've come alongside to help propel you guys forward.
Support
in the
that.
Mission and vision that
exactly.
you guys have
it's,
for the
it's,
school.
It's a beautiful partnership because it allows for more than just, you know, picking up trash off the ground or pushing a student that's in a wheelchair to class. This is really making the impact more so out in the community than in the community of Manteca High School's within the four walls of Manteca High School. Mm.
Which that makes the second question just be a perfect segue, because one of the things that, speaking of levity, that I just thought was so sweet was when we were in your office on Wednesday, you told us that you had this strategy initially that you wanted to create a video that would have last year and this year, and create a video where you would have people tell their story about how this impacted them. And you were blocked because of the church and state sanctions that were imposed upon you.
We're not giving up yet.
Right, there you go. But what was cool was what you said after that. You said that, you know, that make no mistake, our staff knows where this is coming from. Would you just touch on that?
Plain and simple. I think last year when it started, kind of blew everybody away. $75 is extremely generous. I don't think they didn't know what to say, they didn't know how to act. Now they've got 1 year underneath their belt. They go, okay, I know what I'm going to do now with that money.
Yeah.
And it's actually allowed them to, they've had a year to think about it and to strategize and plan. Even though it wasn't assumed it was going to happen again, when Braxton and I were talking about it before the faculty meeting at the end of October, a few people learned that it was coming again. And just the little leaks out into the faculty, I think, helped. And granted, some teachers don't want to be involved. And that's fine. That's their choice.
Yeah.
But the excitement was pretty cool, pretty powerful. I mean, you guys were there today that the teachers picked up the cards and the explanation or testimonial sheets. And I, even after the testimonial cards were due on Wednesday, we still have several that are out, and teachers are still asking, hey, do you have a card? Do you still have a $75 card left over? Because I've got XYZ idea. Yeah, I've got a couple left over. Just come see me.
The ideas are increasing.
It's increasing. So it's
wow.
This is a beautiful partnership, and this is something that I know the three of us have talked about, and I'm sure you talked about it with Troy when Troy was there.
Yeah.
This is bigger than Manteca High School. This is a community thing. And yeah, we have the name of our community, but this is something that can positively impact, and I'm going to say it, Sierra and East Union and Weston Ranch and Lathrop. I mean, these are all the high schools in our district. And this can positively affect those schools and their students and their faculty and their parents as well.
Todd, what would be your thoughts on, you know, if there was a collaboration to see in 3 to 5 years that there was a pay it forward, a after school reading club, and a trained school chaplain on every one of our Manteca and Manteca Unified School District campuses in 3 to 5 years. What are your thoughts on that?
Bring it. Let's do it. It can only help our students. I've been an administrator now. This is my fifth year, and before that I taught English over at East Union. And so I was kind of shielded. As a teacher, we're kind of shielded from these kind of stories. We don't hear a lot about it because these stories are what usually comes to the counselor's attention or the administrator's attention. And as it's kind of opened my eyes to the need, and having those components in place, it will just help more than what we can already help. I think I know where you're going, so I'm just going to chime in and kind of beat you to it. We had an organization called WASC, and they come around every 3 to 6 years to the different high schools, and they make sure, they evaluate us, and they make sure we're doing everything that we say we're doing, and they give us our accreditation, which that's a good thing, because if we lose our accreditation, then all the credits that your students have accumulated over the course of their high school career is null and void. So that very rarely happens, knock on wood. But they came by last year for their six-year revisit, and the one thing that they did say that they wanted to see us have was a wellness center. And this kind of fits in with the chaplain and the reading and so on and so forth. And so Mr. Gonzalez, the school principal, has kind of made it his mission to, in 6 years, to have a wellness center.
So you guys have that as a six-year goal.
That's a six-year goal for us to have a wellness center in place. He's working with some organization right now that will come actually and bring a building and put it on our campus, no cost. He has a vision of bringing doctors and dentists and whatever to help our students and their families. This was all born out of the necessity of our students, and it's changed a lot in versus when I was in high school. The social-emotional problems that our students today are going through is something that is just crazy. If you let your mind wander, it's happening. That's reality. And so WASC saw that, and they said we needed to do something about it. We have 4 guidance counselors on our campus that deal with that, but they also have to deal with guiding our young people in classes and once they graduate from high school, but they also have to provide the social-emotional support too. We have a counselor from Valley Community Counseling that comes in every day that provides the social-emotional support for our students, but that's only one person.
Wow.
So I think with the goal that WASC has kind of presented us with and the relationship that we have with New Hope, I think there's definitely a way that we can provide the door and for you guys to come through to help out with that aspect of it. Again, not bringing God into school, right? Wink, wink. But this allows the platform for you guys to come in and help too with that.
Wow. That is so cool.
Wow.
So would you guys just stretch your hand towards Todd, and then also those of you that are near Todd's family over here, just reach over, even if you have to get up out of your seat and walk over there, and just even a couple of you as elders here that just want to come up and lay hands on Todd. Let's pray over that, and I also want to lay hands on Cindy and on any of the rest of you that are working in the school systems. Raise your hand right now, because we want to lay hands on you too. So somebody come over here, lay hands here. Joan and Jenny, raise your hands. You guys are school teachers. So my sister-in-law and my oldest niece are here, and they're public school teachers as well. And I'm not even just focusing on just public schools here. Any of you that are working in the schools, raise your hand. We want to have somebody come lay hands on you. So yeah, thank you, Nicole. Eric, lean forward and get that big paw of yours up there, right? Okay, all right. So I'm going to ask Kevin if you would pray.
Father God, I thank you for this man right here and for all those who serve. I thank you for him, Lord. I just thank you for him. For what you've done through him already and what you're going to do.
Yes, Jesus.
Super grateful, Father God, for the lives that have been touched and are going to keep being touched.
Yes.
Todd, I just feel like the Lord would just say to you, it's not an accident where you are. Yeah. You're not replacing somebody. You're filling the spot you were called to fill.
Yes.
And that you are in full-time ministry. And the Lord's going to show you ways and strategies to be as wise as a serpent, innocent as a dove, just sharing the gospel. They're just ideas and thoughts and encouragement for kids and staff are just going to come to you, and that is God filling you up. You are in full-time ministry. I don't know if you've been discouraged before or I'm not sure, but the Lord is saying that to you clearly. He's going to just open things up even more to you and just be you. You're not filling anybody's shoes.
Yes, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
I feel like the Lord just say to you, I take great delight in seeing you on that campus every day and the joy you take in your job. I take great delight in that. I smile at the love you have for what you do. So we just ask to strengthen our brother, Lord, for his journey that he has there. I look forward to so many more Pay It Forward stories, Lord.
Yes, Jesus.
Let this just be the beginning. Of not $75 and a gift card, Lord, but of sharing the unbelievable love of Jesus.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you that he joined us today for sharing with us. And we thank you for him, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Worship team is up here. So, Kevin, why don't you stay here?
Yeah.
And you guys, if you want to thank Todd,
yeah, I didn't know if you wanted to share something or not. No.
If you would just stand for us to worship.
Bless you, brother. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Liz, can I share something real quick? I'm just praying this morning, asking God, hey, I stuck my neck out about refreshment coming. You got to have something else for us. And I really feel like the word this morning coming to church was unity. I want to bring unity. All right? That sounds great, Lord. Philippians 2, 1 through 4. That's our verse for this season. PK showed it last week. Go home and read it. I'm not going to read it right now. And then as we were getting together in the pre-gathering, the Lord said, well, it's Thanksgiving this week. Like, oh, duh. The Lord wants to bring unity in families. He wants to bring a new unity in marriage. He wants to bring unity at church. And so Thanksgiving for me is usually filled with a bunch of non-believers that have no interest in talking about God or anything about him. It's discouraging at times, I'll be honest with you. And the Lord challenged me this morning, pray before you go this Thursday for something encouraging to see in somebody's life or to say somebody in your family. I think that's a challenge for all of us. This Thursday, when you get together with whatever crazies are in your family, myself included, will we see it with God's eyes, maybe in a different way? Maybe sometimes it's not even that, it's just the hope that there could be breakthrough sometimes with family members. Lord, can I just see something at work? I think that's what he wants to bring to your heart today, and I think he wants us to take that for Thursday. Does that make sense? All right, we're going to lay it all before him, that last song. As you sing this song, we can be released afterward. Ask the Lord to put some family member on your heart. Or maybe you need to pray right now for this Thursday and those family members before we go. Does that make sense? All right, amen.